Okay.
Okay. Now we've got motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Come back into public session for public hearings. Questions on a motion?
Nope.
Take a vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I will read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. There is a sign-up sheet, and please sign the name, your name with your home address. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is conditional use 2015, Delaware Division of Facilities Management. Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. This is an application for the purpose of an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a public service facility, the state police, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.3 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the record, the county council members have a copy of the commission's report from their meeting on May 7th before them, and they can generate questions if they so choose. The Planning and Zoning Commission did hold public hearing on May 7th, 2015. In that public hearing process, we heard comments from DLDOT, the Department of Transportation, Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The application was represented by Dean Holden, professional engineer Rebecca Morgan Group, and was present with Major Robert Hawkins of the Delaware State Police, and all gave testimony. The commission found there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application, other than those representing the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2015 for the Delaware Division of Facilities Management for a public service facility for the state police, based on the record made during the public hearing, for the following reasons. One, the use is for a very public purpose, the Delaware State Police. Two, a new police barracks will promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents and visitors. Three, the site is appropriate for this use. It is in a location that provides centralized access to many points in eastern Sussex County. Four, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Five, this application will allow the relocation of the existing Troop 7 to a larger tract of land. It will also allow the state police to construct a larger, more modern building and facilities. than what currently exists on the Route 1 location. The site also allows for future expansion of staffing levels for the Troop 7. 6, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And 7, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the site shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. B, the site shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex Conservation District. C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 3-0. I received no additional comments on this application to date since the public hearing. Of May 7th.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is someone here for the applicant and would come forward and make your introduce yourself and then make your presentation, please?
Good afternoon. Dean Holden with the Becker Morgan Group. We're the architect engineers for the State Police project. Thank you for having us today. We're pleased to be here. As discussed, it's for a new troop and maintenance building, about a 25,000 square foot troop, 7,000 square foot maintenance building, on-site parking. I want to mention that the barracks includes a 100-person community room that the State Police is very eager to draw the community into their facilities. We're finishing construction on the Troop 3 facility that's south of Dover. It also has a 100-person community room there. It's an important piece for them. Utilities are here. Tidewater has water main on 24 that we're going to bring up Mulberry Knoll Road and facilitate extension of their service. Chesapeake Gas is bringing gas main to the area. We've been working with Mr. Izzo and the school to create a satellite Sussex County pump station that's going to serve the two current projects and the surrounding parcels around us. So we're helping to provide for the future there. It's going to tie into the recently approved Gosley Creek pump station that's been annexed into the Rehoboth Sewer District. We have gotten through DLDOT Low Node, no TIS, no TOA recommendations. The troop is really a very low traffic count, partly because all of the troopers call in via radio. They have to come back once a day to report in, but that doesn't occur in a morning or evening rush typically. We've also been working with the school district to provide a cross access. It's going to be a gated, limited access. Transportation way through that's off of our entrance, so in emergencies or for essential personnel, the school can get to Mulberry Knoll Road. Similarly, the State Police could get through the school site if they had to. It's intended to be very limited use, but it's there. The school has been a very good partner for us and working on development in this area. And so we're really pleased with the project as we've gotten this far, and we're eager to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Any questions from any member of council?
Any plans for the community room? I don't know of any that, like you said, that would be a new idea. What do they have in mind?
It's a 100-place room. It's got AV, screen, you could have a sink and other. Mm-hmm. They've talked about Crime Watch, Boy Scout
right.
meetings,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
I wondered about that.
It's really, their view is that it's open for that type of use for anybody to use. They also like it for their own use. They like to be able to have a meeting that all of their troop can attend in one room,
okay.
and right now they have to use fire
now.
Halls or
yeah.
go elsewhere.
I think it's a good PR.
And it's going to be right up front. It's we're still working through getting the conceptual, the aesthetics of the architecture, but it's going to be Troop 3 is a very brick colonial,
mm-hmm.
Central Dover architecture. This is going to have a much more beach feel to it in terms of a
beach feel.
A wood-like, and I'm not an architect, so I may misspeak, but a more wood-like siding. It's not a brick colonial, real square
mm-hmm.
Building. And so it's going to have a little different feel to it. The concepts I've seen are very pretty.
And what did you find about the traffic in that area?
Well, 24, as we know, is a very congested area, and we have met with DLDOT. We've been meeting with DLDOT for about a year to do the pre-work here.
Mm-hmm.
Mulberry Knoll has a relatively low traffic count. The troop was, I think, 168 average daily trips total,
uh-huh.
which for a facility of our size is really quite low. DLDOT was very comfortable that we didn't need to do a TOA, which is a smaller version of the TIS. Mm-hmm. But we know that there is bad traffic in the area. The state police specifically like this location because it avoids Route 1 for them in terms of being able to get to calls quickly. They can go both north or south down to 24, so they like that. They said it is more center to their hot spots. They get a lot of calls in the Long Neck and other areas, and so it places them closer. And so in their view, they're going to be able to better serve the residents that are under the Troop 7 umbrella.
If I understand, they don't have to access through 24. They have another option? Dorman?
Correct. The Troop is going to be fronted onto Mulberry Knoll Road, and yeah. So our entrance is there. So they can go to Mulberry Knoll and go north to get areas both east-west, or sometimes they might choose to go north on Mulberry Knoll to get out to Route 1 and avoid 24. Mm-hmm. There are certainly times where they're going to have to utilize 24.
But DLDOT has an offer to do anything to help out the situation?
Well, DLDOT, we have assisted DLDOT. We dedicated an additional 5 feet of right-of-way on top of what was required for the Townsend when they subdivided the property. We did that to assist their future plans to expand Mulberry Knoll Road. I know the school has been working to, there are plans to add a center turn lane along 24. Their DLDOT has some desires to get a stoplight at the Mulberry Knoll intersection. That's
They haven't said any more about widening whole road.
I have not heard that.
Oh, okay.
Any more questions from council?
I would just like to make a comment that the airport was passed earlier today to change the name to Coastal Airport, Southern Delaware Coastal Airport. I'm wondering if this could be the Coastal Troop, perhaps.
I wouldn't be the one to answer that, but I can pass that along.
He's trying to annoy one of their councilmen.
Do you have any other witnesses that?
Larry Schrock is here from the Division of Facilities Management, so if we have questions that are pertinent to DFM, he would probably be the person to answer those.
Okay. You would need to present them if you would like them to answer questions then.
Okay, very good. Larry Schrock, project manager for this from Division of Facilities Management, State of Delaware.
21275 Burton Road in Milton.
Okay, were there any questions? Did you have anything you'd like to state?
Well, I'm just, I've been told that the road's going to be widened all the way up to the bridge at Love Creek. I'm just wondering what the holdup is. we have a lot of projects, and DLDOT promised that.
This is not
I cannot speak for DLDOT.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can't speak for DLDOT.
Well, you haven't heard anything new on that from DLDOT.
Not myself.
Okay.
No,
I know you're not DLDOT. I'm just wondering, had you heard, and I'm hearing you say all they're looking at is, embellishing the entrances. But, okay, so very important. 24, you have to get down 24 at a crawl speed.
Okay, if you have no other witnesses, then is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if you desire, we can close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. If it's okay with the council, close the public record.
Yes.
Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a public service facility, state police, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 9.3 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning 1 through 6 and conditions 7A through C as contained in your packet.
I'll move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole to approve conditional use 2015. Any questions on the motion?
With conditions, yes.
With conditions, yeah. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes with the conditions. As stated by planning and zoning.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. They've needed a new facility, and this is the location they chose, and looks like a pretty good project, so I'll vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Arlett.
Concur. I also would agree, and well, based on the planning and zoning recommendations as outlined here in the public record, and I'm very pleased to see that DSP is moving forward and being proactive with expectations of providing public safety for that area. So I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's findings and their conditions as placed. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. The next hearing is conditional use 2016 Cape and Lupin School District. Mr. Lank.
Oh, my goodness.
Second.
Okay. Here you go, George.
This is an application to create an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an elementary school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 25.4 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 7th, 2015. The commission was provided with an exhibit booklet, and for the benefit of the record, I've just passed down copies of the updated exhibit booklet, copies of the site plan, and copies of a exhibit packet from the attorney on behalf of the applicant, which is similar to what was submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission. During the commission's public hearing, we heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We also, in participation in the public hearing, James Fuquay, Esquire of Fuquay, Urey, and Willard Professional Association was present on behalf of the school district with Zach Crouch, professional engineer, Brian Bassett, and Robert Fulton of the Cape and Lupin School District, and Tim Skavicki, hope I didn't pronounce that right or wrong, architect on behalf of the school district, all giving testimony and part of the presentation. There were no parties present in support of the application. There was one party present with questions, not in opposition, but with questions concerning there being enough storage capacity for vehicles, for parents waiting, dropping off, and picking up students at the school, which was responded to by the school district and Mr. Crouch. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2016 for the Cape and Lupin School District for an elementary school based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for a public purpose, a new elementary school for the children and families of the Cape and Lupin School District. Two, a new elementary school will promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents and their children. Three, the site is appropriate for this use. It is in a location along Route 24 across from the existing Beacon Middle School. It will serve children from families in the growing areas of Route 24, Love Creek, and Angola Neck, who are currently bused to other elementary schools in the district. This will shorten the bus times for these children and create a community school for the children and their families. Four, the new school will be subject to the subject of a successful referendum that passed with the Cape and Lupin School District. Five, based upon the information presented during the public hearing, there is a need for an additional elementary school in this area of Sussex County within the Cape and Lupin School District, and it will reduce crowding in the existing elementary schools in the district. Six, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Seven, the State Office of Management and Budget, the Department of Education, and the Office of State Planning Coordination have each approved this site for an elementary school. Eight, the site will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Nine, the site is in a growth area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which is an appropriate location for an elementary school. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the site shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. B, the site shall comply with all of Sussex Conservation District requirements. C, all lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, there shall be a 20-foot wide forested buffer installed and maintained along all residential lots along the northeast boundary of the site. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I did receive June 11th a copy of a letter of no objection from the Department of Transportation for the entrance location. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
They didn't talk about the entire spot itself, picking that particular spot, or they're just looking at the entrance, aren't they?
No, this is for the entrance. Yeah. They reviewed the site plan and the entrance location, geometrics, and have approved it.
I heard you say it's not going to affect, what did you say, not going to affect the traffic on the road. I heard that. So we're talking about a school that's going to be called Love Creek Elementary School.
That's what it states on the booklet.
That's good, because Love Creek is very precarious. That's a great name. Well, it
okay.
is. Okay. And, go ahead.
Any other questions from council?
I'm assuming that the taxpayers are bearing the entire cost of all this. And I'm going to introduce a bill next, before the end of the year, so that maybe the developers can help us out a little bit, because it's evidently not a retirement community at this point, just retirement.
Mr. Fuqua, where's your crowd? You always bring a full auditorium full.
Be careful.
They're waiting outside.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Deaver, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuqua. I'm representing the applicant, Cape Henlopen School District. And before you get too concerned, I do want to let you know that my presentation today will be shorter than the break that you took at my last presentation. This is an application for a new elementary school, as was stated. Obviously, the purpose is to provide a safe and appropriate educational facility for some of the Cape Henlopen School District children. In kindergarten through fifth grade. This is an elementary school. With me is Brian Bassett, sitting in the back. He's the director of services, administrative services for the district. Zach Crouch from Davis Bowen and Friedel. And basically our presentation is going to be me explaining some of the reasons for the application, some of the specifics and the legal basis. There will be no other witnesses, but everyone will be available to answer any questions you have. There was an exhibit book submitted and then a second supplemental document that I submitted with some exhibits. The proposed site, shown right here, contains 25.4 acres. It's located next to the proposed state police facility that you just reviewed. The land is currently zoned AR1. The site fronts on John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, has approximately 768 feet of frontage on that road. To the east of the site, which would be up on that exhibit, the site borders some residential lots with homes. And if you go around all the way down here, there is a 50-foot access that comes out to Mulberry Knoll Road. The north side of the property, which would be to the left, basically borders the state police parcel and other lands that are owned by the Dorman family. And the west side of the property, or down, borders lands of J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. And both the school district's parcel as well as the state police parcel are being purchased from the Townsend parcel. They have been subdivided and have been approved as separate lots. As stated, this is for an elementary school serving the Cape District. I want to just give you a little bit of background so you understand why we're here. There are presently four elementary schools in the Cape District. Those schools have been functioning at an overcapacity level for some time. The schools currently need to utilize basically any available space within the buildings and also modular units to provide classrooms that are basically substandard. Additionally, the elementary school children who live in this general area, the Route 24 area, currently spend a lot of time traveling to either the Rehoboth Elementary School or the Shields Elementary School in Lewis. So the children are basically being bused a long distance right now to those schools. So it became apparent that a new elementary school was needed. That assessment was consistent with the district's 20-year long-range plan, which was implemented back in 1999. Pursuant to that plan, you're probably aware that the new Cape Henlopen High School was built several years ago. The Beacon Middle School was constructed on the south side of Route 24, directly across from this site. And before you today is the elementary school, which would basically be the completion of the three levels, the high school, the the elementary school and the junior high. As required by state law, for a school district to have a new school, there has to be a request for a certificate of necessity. That was submitted and approved by the State Department of Education. That authorizes the purchasing and construction of a new school. That was done in October 2013. That's one of the exhibits in the small packet. In locating and acquiring a school site, the school district needs to get the approval from, first, the Department of Education, second, the Office of Management and Budget, and third, the Office of State Planning Coordination. The district identified 11 possible sites for the school that complied with the guidelines and criteria of the Delaware Department of Education as being suitable. All 11 of those possible sites were submitted to the Office of State Planning Coordination for review in the PLUS process. After that review and consideration of the comments from the agency, this site was chosen. There were several main reasons for choosing the site. First of all, it was available. Number two, it's located in the part of the district with the largest population growth projections. And of course, that correlates to the future student enrollment. Route 24 is a main road that already carries these same students a much longer distance to Rehoboth and Lewis. So this site would be closer to where the children currently reside and would result in less traveling time on the buses. And also the site is would locate the new elementary school in an area with the highest amount of elementary school students both currently and in the future. So the need and location were determined, but because the state pays 60% of the cost of new schools, the district is responsible for the difference. And of course, as you know, the school district obtains its revenue from taxes collected as part of the county tax bill. That required a referendum in the district to approve a modest tax increase for the funding for the school. That referendum was held on April 2nd, 2014. It was approved by over 1,000 vote majority. That documents are in Exhibit B of that exhibit that I referred to, and the referendum results are Exhibit C. The terms of the sale were finalized. Preliminary due diligence studies were conducted on the site. Additional input was received from the state agencies. Preliminary design and architectural plans were developed, and that is what brings us before you today. The specifics as to the site, school will have central water for domestic use and fire protection provided by Tidewater Utilities. The site is located in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District and will be served by County Sewer. As to traffic, as I stated, district school buses already pick up and drop off elementary school children in this area, already use Route 24 to travel to Rehoboth and Lewis, and this location will reduce the bus traffic and longer trips by centrally locating the school where the students reside. District representatives have met with DLDOT to discuss the project. DLDOT did issue a scoping letter for a traffic impact study to basically review several intersections in that area. And the site access itself. Traffic counts were completed last fall, and the TIS is currently being finalized with DLDOT. As a condition of approval, it will be required that all entrance and roadway improvements, as determined by DLDOT, shall be designed and constructed in accordance with their specifications. The site is currently cleared farmland. There's no federal or state wetlands located on the property. There are no known archaeological sites or National Register listed sites on the property, nor are there any state or federally listed endangered or threatened species on the property. There's no unique environmental conditions on the property, and the elementary school will not result in any negative environmental impacts. The Rehoboth-Lewis Joint Fire Company substation is located on Route 24 in close proximity to the site, and if approved, again, the Delaware State Police facility literally could not be any closer to this site because it would be next door. Stormwater management will be designed and constructed in accordance with the current DNREC regulations adopted in 2014. The site plan itself, just briefly hitting this, is Route 24 over here. Again, the road frontage of 768 feet. The entrance would be directly across from where the entrance to the Beacon Middle School is. There is a signal there that would be used. It's a controlled signal that's used when school
existing
is
one. The existing one?
Yes. The entry road would provide access to the parking. Car parking would be in front of the school. Bus parking would be over here. There'd be a 20-foot forested buffer located along the boundary with the existing residential properties, which is the northeast side of the property. The parking provided, 167 spaces are required, 177 are being provided, plus 14 bus spaces. The stormwater ponds are anticipated to be pretty much as shown on the plan here. The school itself, which is the dark brown here, it would have a total square footage of 94,905 square feet, 72,800 square feet on the first floor, 19,980 square feet on the second floor, and there's about 2,000 square feet on the third floor, which is a mechanical room for HVAC type equipment. The building is designed for a possible future expansion with these areas right here. There are two large playing fields located in the back. Each of those areas would be about 250 by 300 feet in size, and there's a playground that would be located directly behind the school, and that would be designed in accordance with current national standards for safety. As to the legal support for the application, the site is located in an investment level 2 under strategies for state policies and spending. Investment level 2, as you know, are areas where growth is anticipated by both local, county, and state plans in the near-term future, and that certainly describes this area. Additionally, the district did work extensively with the Office of State Planning Coordination in determining that this was the appropriate site. The site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area under the comprehensive plan, and as you know, that is one of the growth areas designated by the plan. So this is an area where growth is directed, and of course, the school will be basically used in connection with that growth that is happening here. In area zoned AR1, which this is, educational institutions are specifically recognized as a conditional use that may be permitted by the county. And as stated in the zoning ordinance, conditional uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the county. And the proposed elementary school, of course, is a totally public in character, and the education, health, and development of the young children in the district is without a doubt an essential and desirable, both immediate and long-term goal of the plan and in the welfare of Sussex County. On May 7th, the Planning and Zoning Commission, as Lawrence stated, did recommend approval of the conditional use application based on their findings and the five conditions that they specified. We agree with the commission's findings and with their conditions, and we would request your approval for the reasons that were stated by the commission. And that will, believe it or not, conclude my presentation, other than answering any questions you might have.
Yeah, I may have missed it in the conditions, but I'm a little concerned about the Dorman Farm. They've had folks driving into their farm, down their road, and just looking around people, and then they have to deal with that. And then now on the other side, at the other school, there was a play field, and a neighbor who was on the other side of the play field was having a great deal of difficulty with children. How's that going to be protected? How's the neighborhood going to be protected from the school activities? I'm just very aware of Dorman's because we talked at length about that regarding another application in that area.
Where these playing fields are, there will be this 20-foot forested buffer.
Forested buffer.
That will be a physical barrier as well as a noise barrier, although I don't know if children playing, if you want to call it a noise. Obviously, there will be children.
Well, the lady was saying they were taunting her, and I don't know. She's an older person, and not a whole lot I could do about it, but...
I actually did the Beacon School application also, and the lady...
You know who I'm talking about.
Lady, she did appear before that hearing complaining about the children, and...
Before they got there.
Yeah, the original hearing, and there were steps
done there to protect that. We didn't know if it was a legitimate concern, but there was buffers put in. I believe it was fenced, if I remember correctly.
That's what I was asking. Would it be fenced here?
We wouldn't see any reason to fence it. These are elementary school children, so it's not like they're wandering around.
Right, more problem with lawyers talking to you than you was with these children.
That's possible.
Lawyers will taunt you more than those elementary kids.
All right, so then
your second question, the road here that goes out is not the road that really goes to the Dorman's farm. That's this road over here.
Yes.
So it really doesn't affect that. And
I know. What they do have a lot of unwanted visitors, and so I'm very aware of it. And too bad it's not a fence. But as you say, the children are very young, and hopefully.
Yeah, these aren't children that are, they're always supervised. It's elementary school.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, probably most of the unlike the other school, most of the activity would be in the playground.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of other activity other than probably supervised gym classes and things like that.
And you're saying should it expand, then they might lose one of those fields, is what?
The actual expansion would be addition to this building.
Right.
And on this plan, can barely see it, but there's check areas. They're just designed so that this could easily be expanded out for additional classrooms.
Okay, I thought you mentioned something about
that. I mean, anything could happen in the future, but right now it's just designed that if they needed additional room, they could.
So there's plenty of room for that. It's
24 acres, yeah. It's
mm-hmm. Okay.
Will they be closing any of the other elementary schools are you aware of?
I don't believe so.
No.
No, this is just going to, like I said, there's a lot of kids from out this way that have to go to Rehoboth and Lewis now, and this is to keep them in their own community.
So we'll relieve a little bit of the congestion at other schools?
Oh, absolutely. Not just the classroom congestion, but actually just the busing, going down 24 and up and down 1.
What's the capacity at school?
Number of children?
740, I think, isn't it?
740, something.
Really? No, really.
There's 700 rides on, I figured about 700 on the buses, so I guess 40 come walking or some kind of way.
I don't think there's a lot of walkers, although there could be some.
Well, you got 14 buses, 50 to a bus.
Yeah. He's just showing off. He knows how many people sit in the bus.
And are there any other questions?
Mr. President, may I?
Thank you.
Certainly.
A couple of questions. That back road that heads back over to Mulberry Knoll, is that that will be an entrance and an exit to be shared with the DSP, is that correct?
Yeah, that's, in my understanding is that's not going to be a main or even a secondary entrance to the site. It would purely be shared with the state police. Would it be for administrative uses and emergency uses? The main entrance for buses and everything else will be coming from Route 24.
Okay. And I'm curious, but I know that state law requires nobody to be that might be a registered sex offender be anywhere near a school. And I assume somebody's done their homework. And I'm just curious to know what the law would be because this school gets passed. There's homes right there. If there is a registered sex offender there, are they required to move, even though they were there first?
I think that's a good question for your county attorney.
I'm just really curious. I think it's...
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I certainly don't think it would prohibit a school from locating near... That would kind of be counterproductive, but I don't know.
Maybe a question we can get answered at some point. I'm just out of curiosity, because I think it's a concern for all parents, right, that proposed school. So, and then also DSP, again, it's next door. I assume that they'll probably have a helipad... I'm assuming for a helicopter, and in the event that's coming and going, is that going to affect these kids on that are out there playing? Are we aware of that?
No helipad. A helipad for DSP.
Okay. No, there is not a helipad. Okay. Wow. Okay. And then what would be the enrollment? I know the capacity is 740, but what would the actual number be on first day of school? Do we have any guesstimation?
We're just trying to get you to come down and say something.
That's it.
That's fine.
Just identify yourself.
Usually they can't get me to shut up. Brian Bassett, Director of Administrative Services for Cape Henlopen School District, 18860 Beth Page Drive, Lewis, Delaware is my home address. Opening day will probably be 550 to 600 students. And of the schools we visited, a capacity of 720 is comfortably holding around 650 because the DOE formula doesn't take into account that students are larger and they require more spaces. So we'll probably open and be, it'll look full. I mean, every classroom will be used. And as you mentioned, we're thinning out our other buildings. Every one of our other elementary schools has modular classrooms that are used and kids in locker rooms and kids in, you know, staff and showers that were converted. So just to get all them out is really why this school is needed. But at our current pace, and we grew another 120 or some students this year, opening day will be close to full, around 600 students. And the other schools will get rid of their modulars, but they'll be tight, and we still have to plan a little bit more for that.
Because what is the formula that DOE is using these days? Because I know that they will approve only, like, what, 85% or 90%? I don't even know what it is, but I know there's talk of maybe adjusting that because of this reason, I'm wondering.
It's much, much better. In years past, they would only allow you to build for what the capacity was the day you submitted the application. So 3 years later, you open a school and you're overcrowded.
Right.
They did allow us to project. I mean, if we would have gone on the application, this would have been a 500-student size school. Okay. They allowed us to go to 720. We may have been able even to request more, but they knew our other four buildings are averaging 64 years old, so they knew we were getting ready to come back to them in future years to not only renew those but expand them. So the long-range projection is that we could increase capacity a little bit at each of the current sites. So they allowed us to project here, but they did allow us to look forward, which was nice because right. We're proving that we will
sure.
be close to filling it soon after opening.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
I heard you say Tide Water is going to serve it. Sewage needs. They used to have, was it Wandendale they had proposed for sewage treatment?
County
but
sure.
I'm wondering where they would, you know, where they would be disposing of or how they're treating
it. This is in the county system. It's in the West Rehoboth Sewer District.
Okay.
Water's tide
okay.
Water.
So Tide Water will be, it does say Tide Water. I don't
you
know
say water or sewer?
So who's, I don't know, I
no, this is in the, sewer is in the county sewer district.
Good, okay, so it's Tide Water, they're just, they, all there is a drinking water, that's all they're supplying.
Right, and Tide Water is just water. Just water.
Thank you.
Okay. For drinking and fire protection.
So the county does have sewer capacity, I was looking through here. Do we have any problems with sewer capacity in this area for schools?
Okay. Are there any further questions from council?
Can I respond to Mr. Arlett's question about the helo pad?
Yes.
We went through that with Bridgeville Troop, and they've applied for a troop without a helo pad, and then the Bridgeville Troop had to reapply when they added the helo pad because it's a separate category as a conditional use, so there would have to be a public hearing
mm-hmm.
if they chose to put a helo pad at this site for the state police.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have anyone else?
No,
Mr.
that's Fugai? Everything.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's desire, we can close the public record.
We'll close public hearing.
Yes.
It's okay if that's the council. We'll close mm-hmm. the public comments, too.
Mm-hmm.
Read it. Mr. Moore, read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an elementary school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 25.4 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9 and conditions 10A through E.
Pleasure, Council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr.
Second,
Deaver,
second,
Mr. Arlett, to approve conditional use 2016 with conditions. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote yes, and with the conditions as enumerated by planning and zoning.
Cole.
I vote yes. It appears there's a need for additional elementary schools in the area, and I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, likewise, and I will vote yes based on the recommendation from Planning and Zoning, and also very pleased that they've got a great design, I think. Looks good.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, on recommendation.
I also, based on Planning and Zoning recommendations and their conditions placed, I will vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good work.
When's projected start date or completion date, by the way?
They have to be very nice because it's where I live.
You guys know?
Everybody knows that, don't
worry. Yeah, well, I'll make sure they know.
Everybody.
Okay. Yes. The next hearing is change zone number 1771, B. Ray Investments, LLC. And Mr. President, I would like to state for the record prior to this hearing that when looking at the LLC name, I did not recognize it, but I do represent the principal of B. Ray Investments, LLC. As you know, I do not have a vote on any of the applications. If there would be a unique legal issue that would need to be answered, I would ask that it be directed to Mr. Vince Robertson. Okay.
At what point? Mr.
Well, if there were a question, that would come up.
On deferment. Okay, got you. Thank you.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.062 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on May 7th of 2015. We heard testimony or presentation documents from Department of Transportation, the Sussex Conservation District, and the County Engineering Department. Mr. Eddie Parker was present on behalf of Beta Beach Builders and the application and gave testimony. Mr. Parker also submitted a tax map and a survey of the property, which I've just passed down for your review. The tax map shows the commercial activities in the general area. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. On May 7th, the commission did defer action for further consideration so that they could prepare a motion. On May 21st, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change in zone number 1771 for B. Ray Investments, LLC, for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located along U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway, in an area that is basically surrounded by commercial uses and zonings. This location is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, surrounding uses include the Delaware Electric Cooperative across U.S. Route 13, several business and commercial uses to the north and south of the site, and some additional conditional uses. The rezoning to CR1 and the permitted uses in that zone are compatible with the surrounding properties. Three, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. Four, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements associated with any permitted uses of the property. And six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 3-0, with Mr. Smith not voting since he was not present during the public hearing. For the benefit of council, if you haven't seen the site, Mr. Parker provided us a series of photographs. Mm-hmm. And if you can just review and pass those down, it'll show you the site, the existing improvements that already exist on the site, which is a pulpit type building, and some of the photographs of area other businesses in the area. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
What's the zoning now? Where's that? Sorry.
It's AR1 now, and it's proposed to be CR1.
But the building's, then we'll...
The building is there, and it's used for personal storage on that...
Is that right?
On that track land. Right.
Okay, there you go.
Any other questions from council? Not Mr. Parker?
My name's Eddie Parker. I live at 11014 Sunnyside Road in Bridgeville. I'm here representing B. Ray Investments, company owned by my oldest son. He's also the owner of Beta Beach Builders, which is a custom home contractor. Their main office is approximately a mile north of this site, and their sample home is directly across the street from the main office. This property for years was an eyesore in Sussex County. The constable's office here dealt with it. People were dumping trash there, and the county finally took action, had it cleaned up and somewhat secured, but it still left a dilapidated house on the property with a roof caving in and brush growing up around it. So in 2013, when the property became available for sale, Mr. Parker purchased the property with the hopes of it someday having a warehouse there for his home building business. Because of the close proximity to the corporate office, it made sense to have a warehouse somewhere close by. Their existing building, located Route 13 and 16 in Greenwood, has been expanded for office use to the point they have no storage space left for any building materials. So the building was constructed, 40 by 60 storage building, which is currently used for personal property. We've got some farm equipment in there. But our intent and our wish is to be able to use this as a warehouse for Beta Beach Builders. As you can see by the tax map I provided, the subject property is outlined in blue, and the commercial property is all outlined in orange, and it's completely surrounded north, south, and across the road by commercial properties. We feel this is compatible with the area, and this would be the best use for this property. It certainly is not a property that lends itself to residential use because of its location. The building that is currently there is as large as the building can be because of the tremendous setbacks we have to meet from soil conservation because of the ditch that's on two sides of the property. So there won't be any expansion of the existing building. There's no intent to put sewer or water to this building. It's strictly a warehousing facility for a home construction business.
Okay. Any questions from council?
No.
Did it look worse than that project, that place across the street from you? That steel plate where it had all that metal?
No, no.
Did it look worse than that?
Finley.
Yeah, I have to say it looked worse. Yeah.
It did look, well, you've done a good deed.
You've done a service to the community.
You have done a service to the county, the community, and this nation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. The nation.
Any other questions from council?
In Mr. Wilson's district.
Yes.
Anything to clean up Mr. Wilson's district, I'm wholeheartedly for. Yeah.
It made you feel that way, George. Okay. After all, this
actually,
is,
one question.
This is not even coastal, this thing.
I do have one question. Based on a conversation we had earlier today, is there public sewer access to this parcel?
No.
There is not?
Not at this time.
Not at this time.
We're not going to have sewer or water.
Are there any other questions from council? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's desire, close the public record.
We'll close public hearings. Okay with council. Close public record.
Yes.
Ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Right.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 2.062 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 6 as given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, Council. Mr. Wilson makes a motion.
Second.
Mr. Arlett seconds a motion to approve the change of zone 1771. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes for that. And I'm noting the reasons that planning and zoning gave, very good reasons.
Mr. Cole.
Yes. With the conditions.
Ronette.
Yes, also per the conditions that the planning and zoning has set forth.
There were not conditions, they were reasons.
Oh, reasons, forgive me. Reasons.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Also, yes, based on planning and zoning's reasons, I would agree with them, and I'll vote yes, motion carried. And a motion to adjourn.
Now you can build it, Mr. Parker.
Mr. Wilson, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that's Mr. Carey. We're now adjourned.
Woo-hoo.